You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
The government has announced extra funding will be available to attract over 850 additional teachers yesterday. It includes the introduction of up to 230 grants of $10,000 to encourage schools to employ more teaching graduates. It also aims to bring New Zealand trained teachers back from overseas. Education Minister Chris Hipkins spoke to TVNZ's Q&A yesterday.
Oh, look, I think it is a crisis for schools who can't recruit enough teachers to fill the vacancies that they've got, and it has been for some time. It's well past time we got on top of this situation. We need more teachers in classrooms. And we do know that it is a big undertaking for a school to take on a beginning teacher, and so we want to provide extra support so that they can take on those beginning teachers and give them a good start to their teaching careers. Discussions that I've been having with the teaching profession suggest it's not just about pay. Now, yes, pay is an issue, but actually working conditions and workload are also very real issues. So we want to be able to tackle all of those things. So if you look, for example, at the number of kids presenting in our classrooms with additional learning needs, or special needs as they used to be termed, there are a lot of them, and we're not putting enough money into supporting those kids. So we want to be able to do that as well. And one of the things the primary teachers have asked for example, is a special education needs coordinator in every school. And my colleague, the Associate Minister of Education, Tracy Martin, is currently working on that. She's currently consulting with the sector on what the job description for such a role would be, and making sure that we can actually line all of those things up.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
I talked to Michael Cabral-Terry, the chairperson of the Auckland Regional Committee of the New Zealand Post Primary Teachers Association, and I started by asking the current situation of teachers in New Zealand.
Students, tertiary students in New Zealand aren't going into education, they're not going into teaching. It's viewed as a relatively low paid job with long working hours, a lot of work, and not a great deal of support. And we find that quite frustrating, that they just don't want to be teachers.
What about working conditions? Does that have an effect too?
Absolutely. Working conditions for teachers aren't particularly flash. There's quite long working hours. And a lot of administrative work, a lot of paperwork, and relatively little class time. It is true that teachers do have holidays. I mean, we've just finished a two-week holiday in between terms 3 and 4. But a lot of that time for teachers, particularly in the last lot, was spent writing reports and marking internal exams. And now we have to come back and prepare our students, and it's that level of work for relatively low wages that is driving people out of teaching and is discouraging younger people from getting into teaching in the first place.
How does that affect teachers doing their job?
The fact that there aren't enough teachers in schools, and particularly in Auckland, means that class sizes are significantly larger than they should be, and what that means is that the workload increases commensurately, so that instead of having, I don't know, 20 or 25, you've got 30, 32 kids in the class, and that increases the marking load, it increases the reporting load, increases all that paperwork, and so what you end up with is a vicious cycle where teachers are overworked, overburdened, they don't want to do the job, so they leave, and because people aren't coming in at the other end, the workload increases for everybody.
And how does that affect students?
It affects students because they have less one-on-one time with their teachers. We're obviously not tutors. We don't do individualized tutoring. But the more kids there are in a class, the less time I can spend with each student. So in a class of, say, 30 kids, where I see them for 1 hour, that works out round about 2 to 3 minutes per child. And that simply isn't good enough. That's doing them a disservice. And one of the best ways we can fix that is to get more teachers into the into the service. And the best way we can do that is to improve salary and conditions.
Are there any subjects that needs teachers the most?
It's subjects, more specialised subjects. subjects like physics, maths, sorry, Māori. Technology, particularly, is suffering from a lack of teachers. Geography as well. It's all those relatively specialised subjects. Those ones are really struggling to attract teachers. Technology is especially bad, and that's largely because you can earn a lot more money and have a lot better work-life balance as a technology specialist out in the private sector. And technology, we're talking food technology, fabrics, woodwork, metalwork, computing, all those sorts of things. You can earn a lot more, have a better work-life balance in the private sector than you could possibly hope for in a school.
Now, the new government plan is to try to recruit teachers from overseas. Mm-hmm. Do you think this is a good measure?
It's temporary stopgap at best. It's perfectly fine to find teachers overseas. Overseas trained teachers are often quite good, but they're not trained to work in New Zealand schools with New Zealand students. New Zealand students, high Māori, high Pacifica populations, they've got particular learning needs, and overseas trained teachers aren't necessarily best equipped to deal with those. And they come over to New Zealand and find, you know, the workload is high, the salary is relatively low, and they get burned out, just like New Zealand teachers do. It's not enough to recruit new teachers from overseas. What we need is to improve the workplace conditions for teachers at the moment so that teachers want to stay here. They want to stay in teaching.
And how can you improve working conditions?
You can improve working conditions. The quickest and easiest way to do that is to pay teachers more. What that would then do is mean that you could attract more people into the profession, which would then allow schools to hire more teachers and would drop down the average class size. What you could also do is remove some of those administrative burdens that teachers face. Less reporting, less paperwork, less administrative work, all those sorts of things that teachers spend a lot of their time doing, which doesn't actually need to be done.
And why should New Zealanders be aware what's going on in the education industry right now?
New Zealanders should be incredibly concerned about what's going on in New Zealand's state primary and secondary schools. And it's purely because, I know this is a cliche, but teachers are the ones who are teaching the future lawyers and doctors and accountants and leaders of the country. And we need our jobs to be, I'm not going to say easier, but we need them to be better supported so that we can better teach New Zealand's children.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.